This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, January 1st. Happy New Year. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Each Saturday, I start this show with my wishes and advice and set a theme for the show, a focus so I and my team can pull together and move us forward in a positive direction and share our knowledge and experience with you. Today is the start of 2022. It presents a 365-page book of blank pages for each of us. I majored in English in university and have always believed that words matter and have power. Not just the words, but how and when they are spoken. Today, as 2022 starts, I plan to start this show on a positive note and would like to share positive words and thoughts with you. First word to consider, happy, as in the traditional Happy New Year wish. Try this year to have happy moments in each day. Keep your eyes open for the good around you and share your happiness. And that'll take you to the second word, hello. Life is empty without others, so resolve to strengthen your bond with others and share your thoughts, ideas, and feelings. We are all better together. The third word to consider is how. When you decide to bond with others, find a way to do so. Perhaps resolve to smile when you encounter someone. Call or email to connect. Set dates and times to make the connection, even if it can't be in person. The fourth word is yes. Plan to keep an open mind, explore fresh ideas, and use the knowledge to keep you on track to your goals. The fifth word, thanks. Remember to be grateful and appreciate the good that comes to you. Try to let others know what they mean to you and that what they say does matter to you. The sixth word, express your feelings in words and or in actions, and do it when you feel it in that moment. Share and express your love and appreciation. Don't wait until another time to say thanks. Sometimes there is no later or next time. Lastly, especially remember the word me. Make every day one in which you nurture and care for yourself. The happier and healthier you are, the more you'll have to share and are able to give of yourself. So as you start today, imagine your 365 blank pages and title today's page number one. And then remember to embrace your day. Be open to good things that may happen and keep a positive perspective. You'll be in a position to take positive action and serve yourself and others. Feel free to set your goals for the day, a week, month, or the entire year. And know that your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help you any way we can so you can fulfill your dreams and reach your goals. Plan to live your life to the fullest. Each Saturday, we'll help you learn how to achieve financial security, good health, comfort, abundance, and joy in your life. All you need to do is determine what will make you happy and fulfill you, and then go for it. The From a Woman's Perspective team is a call or email away. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca under On Radio. And I'm always happy to speak with you when you call me at 416-504-6777. Every day is a fresh opportunity to live well and do your best. And today, the first day of 2022, is the perfect day to start exploring your options and benefiting from the opportunities that come your way. So let's get started. And in this hour, you'll be empowered to make informed decisions and take charge of your life. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us for our first segment of 2022. Good morning, Leslie. Happy New Year. I really look forward to a year of learning from you and taking a deep breath about my finances.
A Happy New Year, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
You know, it's hard for me to believe it's 2022. But I know I'm looking forward to this year with a lot of optimism. I am claiming 2022 as a year of good health, laughter, and prosperity. And I'm going to focus on the big picture. To me, good health, laughter, and prosperity are ideals. And in reality, these do have a financial implication. On the must-do list to help achieve this, is I need to update my family's financial plan because right now our plan is outdated. It's on our minds, it's weighing a bit, which means it's causing some stress. So this year, my husband Michael and I need to revisit our goals because those goals and our life are very different than it was just 5 years ago when we last did our plan. You hear us talk on this show about planning and financial topics, and you might think that we think it's easy. And I want to share with you that I truly appreciate that a financial plan represents getting your financial house in order. And for many people, the thought or prospect of getting their financial house in order is overwhelming. Over time, what happens for so many people is they end up with accounts scattered everywhere. They may have complicated family situations, uncertainty about who could fulfill different important roles in their lives, and a general not knowing where to start. A couple of clients I've just recently started working with are in this predicament. Both are single ladies. One has been a widow for a very long time. The other has always been single. Both have been incredibly successful in their work and investing. And while their circumstances are unique, they both share some similarities. They know it's time to simplify, get their scattered finances together, and overall, they want a better sense of control over their financial lives. One ran her own business. The other made very astute real estate investments and transactions. And yet they're both overwhelmed by their personal finances. And so if we're going to be successful in helping both of these lovely ladies, our goal for them right now can't actually be a financial plan. One day it will be. We need to set them up for success because successful New Year's goals, habits, or resolutions, if you will, they need to be sustainable, not overwhelming. For both of them, their first step actually happened in 2021. They realized they needed help and that they wouldn't actually get around to doing it on their own. Our next step towards their getting their financial house in order will happen this month. Account mapping. I'll be spending time with both of them, simply identifying each of their respective financial assets and liabilities, what they have, where they have it, what form it takes, all on one page. That's it. Once it's done, we'll identify what their next step might be based on their unique circumstances and needs. But as you think of your goals for 2022, financial or otherwise, I encourage you to set yourself up for success. Don't bite off more than you can chew, but rather identify your specific first step and commit to simply taking another step, whatever it may be, once the first one's done.
Such solid information. It sounds so simple, But finances and investments, even for a business person like me, tend to be overwhelming. So I think you're right, and I can identify with these ladies. If anyone listening wants to take a deep breath and set themselves up for success, I know you, Leslie, and Darren and your team do second opinions and speak to people so that they can have an easier time. So how do we get started?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
One step at a time. Account mapping may be something you can do soon, but in the meantime, having that conversation and having the right expert to advise you will start 2022 off well. 416-863-7501, the Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell. They will hold your hand through the process, and 2022 can be a great financial year. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn, and all the best to you for 2022.
And to you as well. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. And then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. And there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic starts our year off by joining us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Happy New Year, Marilyn. Yes, hopefully it'll be a wonderful, happy, and healthy, stress-free New Year. I'm looking forward to it. So the last couple of weeks, I gave some tips on how to have a happy and stress-free holiday. And in spite of that, there might have been some people that maybe overindulged a bit. So this morning, I want to talk about heartburn and how to get rid of it. So this week, I'm going to talk about what heartburn is. And next week, I'm going to talk about three ways to stop heartburn by addressing the root cause. So heartburn and something called GERD, something called gastroesophageal reflux disease, that's a big long word, can be extremely frustrating to deal with. Both are painful and debilitating, and they can always carry some anxiety since the symptoms can resemble a cardiac event. So despite its name, heartburn has nothing to do with the heart. It feels like it sometimes, but the primary symptom of heartburn is really a burning pain in the chest that typically starts after eating or drinking and worsens when you lie down. And it can be accompanied by an unpleasant taste in the mouth, difficulty swallowing. And heartburn is caused by acid reflux, which happens when the acid from your stomach actually flows into the esophagus. And the resulting pain is because the lining of the esophagus is actually more sensitive than the stomach lining. So when acid reflux becomes a chronic condition, that's when it's called GERD. And GERD and heartburn can have actually serious health consequences, including an increased risk of esophageal cancer and inflammation of the esophagus. And there's also a common correlation between GERD and irritable bowel syndrome. So note, if patients are actually having severe chest pain, they should actually, go to a hospital. But if it's definitely because of acid reflux, let's chat about that a little bit further. So the root causes of heartburn and GERD are actually increasing common with age. As we age, we see more of it. And we produce less stomach acid as we age. But often in conventional medicine, the approach is to actually slow the production of stomach acid. So sometimes we see, patients will come into my office and they'll be on proton pump inhibitors, for example, or acid reflux inhibitors, things like Tums or Maalox. And these can actually cause constipation. Proton pump inhibitors, for example, those are prescribed medication, can actually, especially if they're used long-term, can actually cause an imbalance of bacteria in the gut with some negative side effects. So one of the root causes of acid reflux are actually age. So heartburn and GERD, we see increase with age, for example. And as we age, we actually produce less stomach acid. So some of the things that can cause acid reflux, for example, are overeating, obesity, lying down after eating, and bending over after full stomach. And the other thing that we should be conscious of is the important role of bacteria. So research actually shows that bacterial imbalance in the intestine actually produces enough gas to put pressure on our stomach and actually forces some of the acid to come up. So next week I'm actually going to talk about three ways to actually stop GERD and how to really balance the bacteria in our gut so we reduce some of the symptoms. If people have questions or they want to give me a call, they can call me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you want to start your year looking after yourself naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers you a complimentary consultation over the phone or in person. All you have to do is call 905-707-2001. The year can start off healthy. Ask your questions, get your answers, and avoid heartburn. Next week, we'll learn about dealing with it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. We'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn, and have a happy new year.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Now, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us for our weekly chat about hearing your best. Good morning, Edmund. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
So today, I wanted to share with you a absolutely happy story that made us all smile once we were able to get the job done. So we met this gentleman who actually you referred his neighbor to us, and she brought him in. His name is Henry, and her name is Mariam. So Mariam has been trying to communicate with Henry for several years with great, great, great difficulty. I mean, to the point where they were communicating based on note writing to each other. So Henry has had two sets of hearing aids, not just one, two sets of hearing aids that he purchased and just was never really able to hear well with. It got to the point where, like I said, he had pretty much given up all hope. So Mariam, I guess, was talking to you, Marilyn, and you referred her to us. And so she brought her neighbor, Henry, over. And within about, I'm going to say about 30 to 45 minutes, we had changed his life around completely. We had his hearing aids connected to his cell phone. He was able to hear the phone like never before. It was a remarkable, remarkable transformation of Henry. And he and Mariam and us, we are all absolutely thrilled that we were able to find each other. So thank you very much, Marilyn, for referring them.
I'm so glad you could help them because I heard Henry couldn't hear Mariam. So Mariam had to write notes to Henry, and Henry then could speak once he understood what he was being asked. And he was very frustrated for a long period of time. I wasn't planning to say that I recommended them, but I did get a text back that said they were very happy. And thank you, Edmund, for helping my friends.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marilyn.
So you can help most people with their hearing aids, with their hearing. You have a giving manner. You treat people like family, and you know your stuff. If someone wants an intensive hearing test or they have hearing aids that aren't doing a good job, what do you recommend they do in 2022?
The first things first is book an appointment, get a hearing test, get some answers for what's going on with respect to your hearing. The second is, if we find out that you in fact have a hearing loss, action. Taking action is the best thing that you can possibly do. What it does is it helps you stay healthy. It helps you stay active. It helps your mental well-being. These are all wonderful things to consider as a reason as to why to move forward and take action to get your best life get your best living in these days.
Well, I know your number, 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Say yes and be open to having help that actually makes a difference, and call Edmund, make your appointment, and explore the possibilities. You too, like Henry, may hear your best after many years of frustration. Thank you, Edmund. Happy New Year, and we'll talk next week.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
It's January 1st. A new year, 2022, is starting. If you're ready to welcome someone new into your life and want some help, matchmaker Linda Miller from A Woman's Perspective's Cupid is an expert on putting good people together so they can find the right person. And she joins us now. Good morning, Linda, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy New Year. So I had a great conversation with Sandy and Doug this last week, and it's interesting. They're both retired. And he said, you know, the great thing about being retired is you can do great things during the week and it's not busy. So I had given him a call and he was in Niagara Falls with her and they were looking at the holiday lights and they were having a great time. He said, you know, we're just about to go into this craft brewery and Sandy's not so big on the idea, but I'm really looking forward to it. So they said, that's the lovely thing about being, you know, at that stage of their life. They don't have to worry about, you know, taking 2 days on the weekend. They can go up and go to Niagara Falls. And if they're having a great time, stay an extra few days. And he's just so delighted having met Sandy. They're having a great time together. And it's really changed their entire life. So it's kind of great to hear. As a matchmaker, those are the kind of things you like to hear.
Well, that's why you do what you do and you do it so well. You feel their hearts and your heart. If someone wants to talk to you about meeting that right person and spending every day together, how do we reach you?
416-777-6302. If you're outside the Toronto or a bit on the outside of the Toronto area, they would have called in on our toll-free number, which is on our website at mistyriverintros.com. And the other thing is we do have a chat feature on our website. So if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you have questions, you can dial in on that. And you're talking to an actual person. So it's not a robot or a computer. As well, our website has a myriad of blogs that I've written about common questions that I get asked as a matchmaker. You know, where to go on a first date, what to do when you're a senior starting out dating and you haven't dated in 40 years, conversation starters. So there's all sorts of great information on there, and it does, people have said to me, it really, really helps when they're getting back into the dating scene. Just little reminder you should be doing when you're on a date.
Well, when you're retired, you can be bored, and if you want to enjoy every day and you're ready to meet someone new, then remember that Cupid does exist on From a Woman's Perspective. Matchmaker Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, and the phone number, I have the toll-free written down now, 1-877-3341. And just like everyone else on the team, if you go to marilyns.ca sponsor expert list, the contact information is there as well. Linda, thank you. And I hope that Sandy and Doug enjoy their retirement together.
I hope so, too.
Happy New Year. Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. And then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on the first day of the year on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
now award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Well, you advised us to learn how to say no. What are you telling us today?
Well, it's the time of a new year. We start to look forward. And I think it's really important that we decide how we're going to approach this new year. You know, in past years, we've talked about resolutions. And quite truthfully, I don't have any New Year's resolutions. What I really have is a determination to focus on good health. And by that, I mean focusing on exercise, healthy eating, sleeping appropriately and for enough time, being careful about medication, following prescriptions to the letter, and doing all those preventative health maneuvers that is recommended. For women, it may be pap tests, it may be mammograms, colon cancer screening. Go to see your doctor and be sure you're up to date for all your immunizations. And really have an overview that you are living your very best life. Because as we get older, when things don't work as well, it's harder to fix them. So my goal for this year is to live a healthy lifestyle and make those good choices. It's not a New Year's resolution.
Well, the advice to take care of yourself and focus on good health. Money can't buy health. The best thing you can do is look after yourself. And one way to start is to get the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, 8 proven ways to keep you vibrant, happy and strong. And Dr. Vivian Brown's picture is on the cover, and I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. It's never too late to look after yourself and get good information. And if you want the book, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. You can order as many copies as you wish, and I'll mail them to you. And if not, Dr. Brown's book is available in all bookstores across Canada, and if they're out, all you have to do is ask for it. So Amazon as well has it, and Dr. Brown, we'll start the new year with good advice from you. I'm looking forward to speaking to you again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Everyone, remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and my number, 416-504-6777. I'm happy to ship you the book, and it'll be your guide so you can focus on your best health. Thanks again, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
One of my 7 positive words for 2022 is how. Escape to the country, either for short stays or to live in nature permanently. It's possible to find your dream home and cottage with the help of a realtor whose life is built around making people happy and helping them find what fulfills their wish list at the right price. Her name, Melanie Martin, and she joins us with her regular deal of the week. So good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and I was thinking that, you know, coming to this time of year and there's going to be new beginnings and we're going to see 2022, I can't believe it. But let's think about dreams that we have and maybe have given up on. Well, I never give up. So I was going to say, sometimes you have to travel a little further and get a little outside the box to find what you want. Now, we look at cottages, and sometimes in the Innisfil area, they're, geez, $2 and $3 million. And, geez, maybe you might want to drive just a little bit further north and find something a little more reasonable price. But if you really want something that has a lot of opportunity, you may even go within 2 hours of the city. So I found a property that's actually in the Halliburtons, and it has 80 acres. It's got 700 feet of frontage on beautiful Cushog Lake. It's got 2 separate waterfront areas, actually, but 81 acres. And you actually can go in the forest and hunt, and you find that property private for your family. It is a lovely home with 4 bedrooms, 3 full washrooms, 2,200 square feet, and privacy with let's say, an outside barn, a 60 by 30 foot storage building, a drive shed that's huge. I mean, you could just retire up there, bring extra family, or you could just say, this is my getaway I've been dreaming about for years.
And how much is this wonderful getaway with 70 feet frontage on water and four bedrooms and 2 hours north of Toronto?
Yes, I'm going to say that it is a good deal for $1,649,000. In other words, $1,649,000. So that's half the price of a cottage property in Innisfil.
And how many acres did you say it was?
This is 81 acres.
81 acres with a house, a waterfront, for the unbelievable price of $1,649,000. If anyone listening wishes to escape the city and have a cottage or a home north of Toronto, perhaps this could be your dream home. And if not, Melanie has other deals. I know you do. So how do we reach you, Melanie?
Yes, for your dream, just call Mel at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Dreaming is one thing. Taking steps to make it a reality is the other. Melanie knows how to make your dreams come true. Just call her, converse with her, and get your dream home in 2022. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you very much, Melanie. Happy 2022.
Yes. See you in the new year.
Be well, be happy, and keep finding those properties.
Will do, Marilyn.
Unusual times make for creative thinking. In this time of COVID, approaching our spaces and making them more habitable and functional is possible using feng shui, a Chinese way of creating great spaces using positive flow of energy. On From a Woman's Perspective, we have a feng shui coach who can help us achieve the atmosphere for a stress-free life. Her name, Catherine Wilking, and she joins us now to start the year. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, Marilyn. This year is all about change. I think you mentioned that earlier, and thank goodness for that. Think of the past few years as being like a chapter in life. It's in the past now, and we don't need to relieve that pain again and again. Let's start moving forward. So making things change will take some effort. You see, if you wish something to change, you are going to need to make something change, right? So doing something different, because it brings your brain back into gear, it's to think and to problem solve. Kind of similar to driving a different way to work or to the grocery store just to mix things up, right? But in the home, you might try a few different things, such as using the fancy plates for a change, combing your hair differently, or changing out the bedspread. Maybe put on some lipstick for a change. These visual changes are all a great start for a new start for the new year. Earlier in the year, I did a series of Facebook Live challenges to tidy the home, and I tried to wear a different outfit each day. I went into my closet to find a wonderful selection of tops and blouses I used to wear when working out of the house, and they hadn't been touched for a while. What a boost for morale. You should try that too. When you're feeling your best, you actually raise the vibration of hope and caring and vitality to do more. So making an effort to help change things is really important. Look around the home today and find some things that you can do, that you can take charge of, and make that assertive change moving into 2022.
What I love about you, Catherine, is the way you approach life in a positive way and guide people through that change. I know that you offer group classes, personal consultations, personal programs. You're into sharing the joy of understanding how we can make positive changes using energy in our homes. How do people reach you if they want to talk to you and learn more about these things?
Well, this is great because the movement of change is one of the bases of feng shui, because life doesn't stop. It just keeps moving, right? So if you need help, you know where to find me. You can reach me at catherinewilking.com or call for a chat, and I'd love to hear from you all. 905-599-2693. This could be your lucky year ahead. Don't fret. Just do something.
By knowing you, it's already a lucky year, Catherine. I feel we have lots to learn and places and things to explore in 2022, and I look forward to learning from you. Catherine with a K and an R-Y-N at the end, wilking.com. The link to her website is on my website, marylins.ca, and the number to reach Catherine, 905-599-2693. It's a year to explore possibilities and create balance in your life, and you can do that with Catherine Wilking holding your hand, 905-599-2693. Thank you, Catherine. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Awesome.
Now it's time for us to learn a little more about CARP. In the latter part of 2021, I joined CARP and shared with you my experience with CARP's ABCs, advocacy, benefit, and community. And just this past week, I learned something new. CARP is always evolving. Its mission is to promote, protect the interests, rights, and quality of life of Canadians as we age. Now I see it's going beyond fighting for government change. CARP now is adding more resources and tools for its members so we can be proactive and manage our own health. It's conducting webinars and helping us to say yes to learning and understanding more about our health and well-being. In fact, they've posted a free CARP special report, 5 Things to Do for Healthy Aging, on their website. To get this free report, just log on to carp.ca/healthy living. It's a new year, a time to plan and to do. And CARP is the family of people we can be part of, and as members, we can make life better for ourselves, our families, and future generations who live and grow old in Canada. You and I can make a difference and benefit from all that CARP is now and all that it will offer in the future. I'm happy to say you can now join CARP for as just $14.95. You can save 25% because of me. All you have to do is log on to carp.ca/Marylin. And then once you join, we together can enjoy all that CARP will offer. Its advocacy, its benefits, its community, and the future webinars and free special reports. Check it out and embrace the opportunity to belong to this organization that's devoted to helping us age well and live well as we age. CARP.ca. And yes, do add the /Marylin. There is a link on my website, too, on marylins.ca. I'm on their team and they're on mine. Together, we can learn how to be our best and make good things happen in 2022. We'll talk again next Saturday and learn more about CARP and the opportunities that await us. Now, after a couple of short messages, I'll join you as Marylin West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get a fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and chat with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marylin West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca. And experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marylin West and your wardrobe doctor, and I have a happy story to share. A few months ago, I dressed Heather. She's 5'3" with red hair, a size 8 top, and a size 14-16 bottom. Her wardrobe was basically black, and she had no sense of how to dress and balance her body. After her visit to Marylin's, Heather no longer is wearing head-to-toe black. She's wrapped in burnt colors of gold, russet, and cinnamon brown. She's wearing lighter and brighter colors and dramatic prints on top and sticking to her black solids below. She's spicing up her outfits with gold hoop earrings and an amber pendant. And she's balancing her top and bottom by wearing jackets that flatter her and fit her. She's using her clothes to create vertical lines of color so she can look taller and thinner. The bling and color above draw your attention to her green eyes and magnificent red hair. Heather called me recently. She was excited to share her experience. She said, Marilyn, I'm 58 years old, the mid-child in a family of 10 children. I've never had much money for clothes, nor the opportunity to understand fashion. I wore my new look to church recently, and for what I believe is the first time in my life, I received a compliment on how I look. I feel like a million and have found confidence. My clothes have given me an opportunity to express myself in a new way. I feel comfortable mixing and matching them to create new looks. I'm amazed at what just 8 pieces of clothing and a few accessories have given me beyond a wardrobe. I now have a new way of expressing myself and take pleasure in dressing each day. I feel I look good. Thank you for showing me how to dress well and look my best. Heather is an example of how looking good can make you feel better. She also shows us all how the word thanks is meaningful. By noticing Heather's new look and expressing appreciation at that moment, someone gave Heather a gift beyond a simple compliment. She has a glow and is happier and a more confident person than she's ever been. We need not be slaves to fashion. Rather, by mastering it, we can enjoy the feel-good looking good brings. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I've helped women of all shapes, sizes, ages, lifestyles see themselves in a new light and appreciate their reflection in the mirror in a new way. We are each unique works of art and beautiful in our own way. It's up to us to develop and grow our minds and spirits and express our inner treasures, and we can use our clothes to do just that and achieve eye contact and connect with others. The human connection helps us communicate and brings us closer to one another. Dressing well brings the 7 words I spoke about at the beginning of the show into action. Be happy. Say hello. Learn how to. Be open to new ideas with yes. Be appreciative and grateful. Say thanks. Love yourself. Love others. Heather is happy, and she shares the glow with everyone she encounters, and her stylish new look gives her confidence to reach out to others. Dressing well has opened her eyes to her personal style, and the compliment she received gave her a fresh perspective of herself. Now she will love herself more. Lastly, by looking good and feeling better, she's empowered herself to be her best and will be able to give of herself to others. Dressing well is more than just feeling comfortable. It can open the doors to a full and satisfying life. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I'll gladly be your personal stylist. All you have to do is call me to have an individual appointment in a private environment so we're both safe. My store is completely accessible. One call to me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. Just dial 416-504-6777. It may be unusual for you to have someone help you select clothes, but I promise you a rewarding experience, one you'll enjoy. I look forward to speaking to you, and I do hope you'll call me at 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our tip from Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I almost forgot. If you haven't experienced TAB, the healthy bra, yet, January 22nd will be our next bra clinic at Maryland's. It's a bra with no underwire, no elastic straps, that supports and lifts with a fabric shelf. It helps with your posture, and it's available in all sizes up to cup JJ. To find out more or to book your appointment, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And I almost forgot, it's January sale month, so you can save up to 20%. It's January sale time, so you can save 20% even at the clinic. All you have to do is call me, 416-504-6777. You'll be glad that you did. Now, our first tip of the year from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn, and Happy New Year. I'm going to talk about the dangers of sitting. When you're in pain, it may be hard to make yourself get up and move. But consider this. A growing body of evidence suggests that spending too many hours sitting is hazardous to your health. Habitual inactivity raises risk for obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, deep vein thrombosis, and metabolic syndrome. Researchers aren't sure why prolonged sitting has such harmful health consequences, but one possible explanation is that it relaxes your largest muscles. When muscles relax, they take up very little glucose from the blood, raising your risk of type 2 diabetes. Sitting can also increase pain. If you're reasonably active, hours of sitting, whether reading a book, working on a computer, or watching TV, tighten the hip flexor and hamstring muscles and stiffen the joints themselves. Overly tight hip flexors and hamstrings affect gait and balance, making activities like walking harder and perhaps even setting you up for a fall. Plus, tight hip flexors and hamstrings may contribute to lower back pain and knee stiffness that many people suffer with every day. Given the research, breaking up long blocks of sitting to flex your muscles seems like a wise move for all of us. So try to build more activity into your day. Set a timer to remind you to get up and move around every so often. Take your phone call standing up. Try an adjustable standing desk for your computer. Instead of sitting in an armchair while watching TV, sit on a stability ball, which makes you use your muscles to stay upright. I have helped clients for over 47 years to feel better, look better, and have more energy to enjoy their life. So call me at 416-809-4084 for a consultation or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach, can guide you to what you want to be, healthier, stronger, and more active. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto.
CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
When it comes to how to downsize, how to move, how to get it all organized, we on From a Woman's Perspective have the right expert to advise us. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she's here now. Good morning, Lori. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Marilyn, and Happy New Year to you too, and to all of our listeners this morning. As we welcome 2022, admittedly with a little trepidation after 2020 and 2021, I'm feeling optimistic. I believe the worst of this thing's behind us, and while I do have a tendency to look on the bright side whenever I can, I am known as a pragmatic optimist. It's possible to reduce much of our stress if we can foresee the twists and the risks and take the steps to mitigate them as best we can. I'm not assuming that Omicron will leave us unscathed or that there will not be other variants for which we'll require an additional booster shot. But really, the first cycle of two vaccinations is still providing protection from severe illness and hospitalizations, and the latest booster is strengthening these protections. I know that we, as individuals, still have a lot of control over mitigating our risk of infection, and the steps that we take to stay informed, avoid crowds, wear proper-fitting masks, work. Also, allowing for distancing, maintaining adequate ventilation, and frequent hand washing is doable for many of us most of the time. I think that creating and fostering a sense of personal control will be especially important in 2022 for our mental health, which has certainly been tried and tested over the last 2 years. If you've been putting off making that move that will increase your social contacts and reduce the stresses of stairs and keeping up with ongoing home maintenance responsibilities, 2022 could well be your year. As you pointed out at the beginning of the show, Marilyn, we each have 365 days to get things done and to better our situation. If staying in your own home and decluttering is on your list, we can help. If that is a first step towards readying your home for sale, and the still hot real estate market may well offer you the chance to safely make that move to a condo, apartment, or retirement residence. If you're looking around and feeling uncertain of how to in fact make all that happen and stay sane at the same time, we can help there too. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we have moves booked in March, April, and May, so it's not too early to call and arrange your complimentary consultation in the GTA. knowing when and how to cost-effectively schedule each aspect of your seamless transition provides you and your family members with peace of mind, and that, especially these days, is priceless.
Well, having a pragmatic optimist on the team, I think, makes things easier when it comes to downsizing and moving and just living. If anyone wants to talk to Lori Bell and understand what downsizing and moving can be like using her dream team and her experience, just give her a call at 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. Getting things done can be easier when you have the guidance of the right expert, especially a pragmatic optimist. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Absolutely, will do. Have a great week.
You too. Now, to help us understand the how of making our home safe, accessible, and welcoming to all for 2022 and onward, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us. And he has a happy story and more. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy new year to you and all the listeners. I'm really looking forward to 2022. And actually, we're going to be starting off with a bang because I have a happy story for all the listeners this week. Now, I met Megan a couple weeks ago, and she just bought a new house in Richmond Hill with her husband, Jim, and they bought it specifically to move their parents in with them. So they have a whole basement dedicated to their parents, and they're going to completely flip it and make it accessible. They're going to have a new bedroom. They're going to totally renovate their bathroom because right now they have a step-in shower where there's a 4-inch step into that actual shower. And it's a problem for their parents because they're losing their mobility as they age. So we're going to go in, we're going to completely renovate it, put in a barrier-free shower, which means there's no step. They can walk right into it, avoid that risk of falling, and we're actually going to install a built-in bench so it can flip up out of the way when you don't need it, and it can fold down when you do. And this is just the beginning. And of course, there is stairs going to the basement, so we're going to be putting in a stair glide. If you've ever heard of those, you can sit on it. You press a button, and it can glide you up and down the stairs. So once again, you avoid that risk of falling. We're getting started on this early in 2022, Marilyn, and Megan and family are so excited for us to get started and make that change in their parents' life.
Well, I know that you help people find out what is exactly the right thing for them and then do it. You do it once, you do it right. And I really just think if you invite people to talk to you, they can't go wrong when they have a direction to take and everything written out for them. That's basically the total home safety check, isn't it?
That's exactly it.
So what do you suggest we do?
So absolutely. I suggest they do take me up on the total home safety check. That's exactly what Megan did because she's heard me talk about this on the radio before. I can come out to your home and go over your circumstances. Maybe you have family members that live with you, or maybe it's just you aging in place in your own home. I can come up with a plan for you. We can talk about what we can renovate in your home to make it more accessible, safer, and beautiful for the long term. So you have a nice resale value and you're staying safe at home. We have so many different solutions, Marilyn. So you get a whole written report, and it's all documented. It's your roadmap for the future. This is usually $89.95, and to start off the new year right, I'd like to give it for free for the first two callers.
And your number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
You can't go wrong when you deal with someone that works from their mind and their heart and their experience. That's Daniel Wiskin and his team at the Total Access Center. 647-206-6409. Thank you for that deal of the week and for the happy story. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. So it's the first day of the new year. Bye-bye 2021. Welcome 2022. Time to take a breath and release the anxiety and worry we have experienced and approach this new year with hope, love, and a fresh perspective. We can take heart from the good that has emerged from 2021. We have vaccines to protect us against COVID. The RNA vaccine may possibly give rise to vaccines against HIV and malaria and other illnesses. We have the Winter Olympics coming in February. We have birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and good things to look forward to and celebrate in 2022. All we need to do is focus on staying positive. Concentrate on filling the 365 blank pages of 2022 with as much good as we can. It's our time to live, not wait for a better day. Every day can be a good day. We can stay true to our dreams or create new goals. The main thing is to explore the possibilities, be open to new ideas, and most importantly, to do, to act, and to move forward. The pace is up to us. The direction is ours to choose and the path ours to map. Our journey in 2022 may not be smooth or a straight line to our objectives, but when we approach it armed with solid information and honest self-awareness, we can have the satisfaction of knowing we did our best to chart our way and live well in 2022. So jump right into this year. Explore your ideas and fill your pages with the next chapter of your life. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you to answer your questions and tell you the hows and whys, whats and whens you'll need to find your way. So log on to marylins.ca, get our contact information from the sponsor expert list, and then use us as your GPS to take you to your ultimate goals. And as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. It's your time to live. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Time is a precious commodity, and you can't get it back once it's moved on. So celebrate today, January 1st, 2022, and begin this year. Stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and Happy New Year.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.